This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday. Yay! Actually, I was kind of dying to see you guys, like, after last night's episode of Game of Thrones. Holy cow!
Well,
I thought I'd use that the whole time. I'm like, this is the darkest show I've ever seen in my entire life.
Closed all the shutters. I closed
the brightness thing didn't help this time.
Oh, I didn't even try.
Yeah, Bryn said last time what he's been doing is just like cranking up the brightness. And what do you do exactly?
There's brightness and background lighting or whatever on the menu settings, but it didn't help in this episode.
Oh, man. Dude, I must have asked 50 times, WTF is happening?
Yeah.
I figured I'd have to go back. Oh, and my cable went out twice.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. What a bummer.
Yeah.
Do you think it was just demand? Because our thing buffered a couple times. It was definitely like, oh, there's something happening here.
Brandon said his went out once before it started.
Oh.
I
wonder if there's just so many people watching it that it just got super spotty. I don't know.
I suppose.
What an episode, but I'm so sorry. I cannot see anything.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch it again.
I can't see it. I know. I'm going to watch it again, too.
Who's excited for Chernobyl?
What's happening at Chernobyl?
Nobody?
Nope.
The ad before the show starts. It's about Chernobyl. You guys didn't watch it?
No, I didn't see it.
All right.
Tell me what happened in Chernobyl.
I believe they had a whole nuclear meltdown there, right?
Well, in the 80s,
I mean, well, that's what the show's about.
Oh, and it's about that?
Yeah.
A movie or a series?
I've never heard that there's going to be a show about Chernobyl.
Aren't we watching the same Game of Thrones?
We are, but I don't watch any ads. I just get right to the thing where it says...
Yeah, I'm busy watching another show up to the last minute. I'm watching 90 Day Fiancé to the last minute to a Game of Thrones.
I'm preparing my popcorn. I'm trying to figure out what to eat while I'm watching
this. Out of this whole room, I'm the only one who's seen that?
Filling out my live and die thing. Oh, my God. At my house, we have to do homework before we watch the GD show. There's 10 questions on one page that are yes or no answers. Will this happen? Will that happen? And then all the characters, you know, you have to vote who's going to live and who's going to die and see who wins.
Fun.
Anybody win?
My brother, of course, won because he actually gives a rat's ass about it. And so I literally checked everyone is dying. I'm like, they're all going to die. Oh, Game of Thrones, you're too dark.
Well, go on. So forget about the darkness.
No, it's just too dark.
That's your review of your show.
That is my entire review of the thing. I had heart palpitations during it. I've never been more anxious or stressed out during a show. I mean, Jesus, the lead up to them even starting the GD battle was just...
Like 10 minutes worth of...
I know, just 10 minutes worth of people standing there looking scared. I'm like, oh my God!
You didn't like that?
I loved it, but I was just... I swear, my palms were sweating. It was so crazy.
And they're running towards like the darkness. I'm like, what are you guys...
Like, yeah, what are they...
How do you even know if they're there?
How do they even know they're there?
And the way they
see anything.
What did they call it? The White Walkers? Man, they were coming left and right.
Oh my God.
Running right through.
It was
people.
The unwinnable battle. Mm. It was the unwinnable battle for
that
sure.
That was, okay, first of all, I think that one of the most epic moments in that whole thing, and there were a lot of them.
Wait, spoiler alert.
Spoilers.
If you haven't seen Game of Thrones yet, you need to
it's dark.
Turn this off.
You need to turn off every light in your house and watch it. All right, so. I'll try to say this as vaguely as possible. Everybody
gave the spoiler alert. Just saying.
Yeah.
Everybody's sword is on fire. Remember that part?
Oh, that's so
and they
dumb.
Run off into
you didn't like
the.
Like that,
dude. That was
it's a good
awesome.
Visual, but
and they changed the music. It's like, oh my God, we might have a chance. This is great. And then 10,000 Dothraki right across them one by one. Every like, what the F is happening? And then I'm like, oh no, every single one of them is now in the dead army, mm-hmm. right? When they came back, I'm like, that was the messiest, most tumbling tidal wave of dead people. I was like, oh no, everyone's gonna die. Like, just the sheer force of how they come out of the darkness. And then why? How come it's not enough that it's already pitch black and I can't see anything? They got to throw a GD storm in there, like some kind of windstorm.
Yeah, the writing of the dragons just wasn't good for that episode.
It was horrible.
Like, just the fighting of the dragons. And see, I couldn't see what was happening. Is this a Night King's dragon or Jon Snow's dragon?
I know.
Daenerys' dragon.
We didn't know whose dragon was dead.
Until you see the fire come out of their mouth, right? With the blue flame or as opposed to the...
And then I guess the dead dragon gets reanimated when he raises the hands, like, and it's shooting fire out the sides of its neck where it's been torn apart. I just don't.
Oh, I didn't catch that. I guess.
Yeah, how many times can he reanimate these people once they're?
Anytime he wants. That's
why it seems like once they're dead.
Don't you get it? It was the unwinnable war. Little Bean Sprout won the whole goddamn thing because she came out of nowhere. I mean, spoiler alert, but you know. That was they put it all on her.
Yeah.
And didn't many of us predict that?
Am I the only one who's surprised it ended?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to go on a little bit longer.
I figured first they kill everyone at Winterfell and then they move. I was like, Vinny's right. They're just going to roll through the whole town. Through the whole country.
I mean, it was the unwinnable war. I really thought right, they made that clear. And then, but you know what? If you want to know what the hole in the thing is for me, and it's clear I probably didn't pay good enough attention. What is Bran's problem? So he flies off on ravens. Where'd he go?
What did he do? Totally.
He's just looking around. Just seeing what's happening.
You don't get to fly off while everyone's protecting you in your wheelchair and then come back and have nothing to say.
You're a good man, Theon.
That's not good enough. I watched that and thought, okay, I get what they set up. If they don't come back and he has some profound declarative statement to make.
I thought maybe he was going off to figure out a way to kill him in the ethers, you know, or whatever that world is that he goes to.
His crows flied off and did nothing.
Yeah. I know.
You chicken bleep. What? You don't have an explanation?
Do I know?
Yeah, you.
I have no idea.
You read all the books?
I actually thought to myself. Yeah, they left the books a long time ago. I actually thought to myself as he's sitting there with his eyes rolled back in his head that maybe he was going away just so he wouldn't have to experience his own death, or he was just like, well, they're coming. I'm going to go away now.
But he would know.
I don't know. Does he see the future? I thought he just sees the past.
I don't know. I've never understood his dumb character.
I actually thought it was a little weird that, like, I mean, I don't know.
What?
I mean, I'm glad it's over and they can get back to, like, talking about Cersei and going down, you know, King's Landing and stuff. But I just feel like,
we could see what's going on.
That was abrupt. Mm-hmm. You know, really? They all of them go marching. They don't swoop down on the dragon and just burn Bran to death, you know? They gotta come walking in, all of them.
Don't you think that's a problem with all books and movies? If the buildup is too long and too big, you create a situation where nothing
is
going to be good enough.
Right.
So they had to find themselves a way to just end it.
Yeah.
Like, this has to end this episode. We only have two more.
Three more.
Whatever it is.
Thank God.
There's only, but, you know, they're running out of time.
So now that they're going to set up more battles. That whole thing was just 55 night shoots.
Mm-hmm.
And they should have turned some GD lights on. Wow. Come on, you guys.
I'm not. If I were reviewing that, I would say you failed. Because they failed their actors. They failed. I don't even think. I think that.
Mic's off.
But I was over here.
I guess it was me. I didn't even feel it. I thought that was you.
Gurgle, gurgle.
How come it always happens during like a freaking pause.
I don't know, but it was really loud that time.
It's your coffee.
I think that they really failed the actors with the lighting. I mean, the lighting and the editing was not great.
I don't even know if the editing was great because I couldn't see anything.
Right.
I thought there were some great ideas in there. There were some really cool scenes where I'm like, if I could just make that out, it looks like something really cool is happening. But it just seemed like...
I have to believe, and I don't think my TV's that old. I really don't. But I have to believe that it must be shot in a way that the best TV on earth is catching all that technology.
Like, I don't know.
Is it possible? What, I mean, do you have an 8K TV?
No, I don't. But
it's 5K?
I have a 4K.
Oh, and that didn't show it?
I don't know what I have. Yeah, mine's pretty old.
Mine too.
I have to say, though, that it's just about the TV can't keep up with the... Like, it's hard to broadcast black. Mm. It's hard to show a black screen because mine, it winds up pixelating and there's like these weird swirling kind of clouds of pixelization mm-hmm. I'm like, should I be watching this on a different screen? Would it be better if it was on my iPad even?
Yuck.
I know. It was rough.
Anyway, so you must be thrilled.
Well, I'm glad that that part's over and that we can move on to, you know, more sort of classic Game of Thrones confrontations.
All that lead up, though, for that, huh?
Seven seasons of lead up.
Exactly.
You know, the threatening, the war, the one true war, the one true enemy. We'll all be dead. We'll be members of the army of the dead. We'll come down to King's Landing, whatever. Boom, it's over. One battle at Winterfell, and, you know, somehow Arya. Spoiler alert. Somehow it gets pulled off. It was just abrupt. Like, I get it. It was, you know, the climax. Just abrupt. Like, wouldn't it have been amazing if he...
Well, hold on, though.
Took a while to die or something.
No, it wasn't that abrupt in that there's a point where he goes, everyone they'd already beaten, he goes, meh, and they all get back
come
up.
Come back up. Like, get up, kid.
Dude,
it's the unwinnable war when everybody can be reanimated by him simply raising his hands. Like, ah, crap. At that point, there's Jon Snow. He's surrounded. You just go, ah, it's not. Winner is going to win.
I know.
Winner's got him.
I really did think, God, I thought that Danny was going to die in that. So I just thought, oh, boy, this is... Thing too, like I get it, you know, I already believe in a show about with dragons and mm-hmm. magic and all this other crap and reanimated dead people, you know, a bunch of zombie army. So as you watch that first wave of them tumbling over each other to just destroy everything in their path, like everyone's getting knocked backwards, then when everyone raises back up and Jon Snow's alone in the midst of them as they all stand up and look at him, I'm like, well, he's dead. Mm-hmm. And then it goes back to him 5 minutes later, and he's just exhaustedly continuing to kill them all.
Right.
Like,
well,
Put him in a predicament. At least put him, like, on top of a van where he can be fighting down. Man. Like, you're like, okay, maybe. I don't know, wagon, whatever they have there.
They're creating superheroes.
I guess so.
I mean, the one-handed guy was backed against a wall and still fighting his way through it.
Right.
I mean, that's,
well,
come on.
Well, our favorites have to live, right?
He's backed against a wall. You're not coming out of that.
I know.
Well, just even them riding the dragon scenes, you know, they're riding. So stupid.
Look, that to me, I hate to say this because I know you love this stuff. The weakest link is the dragons in that battle where they're flying and I'm, oh, come on. This is so dumb.
I liked it.
It was
they did
weak.
Nothing for the whole war.
They really did seem to just be going around in the storm.
Wouldn't
like,
you
I'm like,
go over there and scorch the whole ground they're on?
I guess they're worried about killing their own people. It's the only thing I could think that
Absolutely.
They would be holding back.
Yeah.
And then I did think one thing was cool when they were fighting with the dead dragon. Mm-hmm. I thought visually some of that stuff where the dragons are up out of the clouds, that was... Like, and they're sort of hanging in the air.
That part was neat.
I thought that was really cool.
But
like,
wouldn't you, okay, look, I'm your like lieutenant here, okay? Listen, we're going to get everybody lined up. It's going to look so cool.
Oh.
Everyone's going to pee their pants. It's going to smell like urine out there.
Yeah. Too bad we don't have any cameras in this
world. But
here's
what's going to happen. The dragons are going to go around back, circle in from the backside, and scorch every single mother living, or not living one of them.
Right. I really felt like the missed opportunity there was, I can't believe they sent the Dothraki out there. Like, go on the dragon to where the army is.
And scorch them.
Like, what are you guys doing sitting on top of a mountain?
That's what I'm saying.
Go scorch them.
You go around from behind and burn them from wherever the back of the line is.
Right.
Come in behind them.
And just light them up.
They're non-thinking.
I know. I did think it was, I thought, how come the Night King, okay, spoiler alert. How come
this whole thing's a spoiler.
Yeah.
I know. How
the
come when Daenerys' dragon is just scorched? Why doesn't he die then? I thought they couldn't do the fire.
Wait, what?
Why doesn't he die when Daenerys is hovering above him with a trained, you know?
And then she smiles too, as if like she just killed him.
And then there he is.
Well, because
what is it, Dracarys? What does she say?
The only thing that can kill. Well, yeah, you already knew that last week. You said it. And we're like,
I know,
what?
But now I just had a moment of like, was that the word?
Isn't the only thing that can get him that one particular metal?
Yeah,
Valyrian.
Either Valyrian steel or the obsidian, the dragon glass.
Yeah, dragon glass.
That's it.
Yeah.
So that's what it was.
And that's what Arya had
in her
hand.
The flame didn't cut it.
Just seemed like, you know, those guys are so cold that it would, you know.
Melt.
And he's standing there. He's not even, like, sooty. I'm like, that doesn't seem right.
Well, I'm glad that your show is peaking and
almost over.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're glad about.
Well, I did sit down to watch it, and it was like
so good.
10 interruptions because it's long.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it at a time when the kid's like...
Hour and 20 minutes, I think.
That kid wants my attention. I'm just going, you got to get out of here. I'm really sorry. You can't watch this.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about you being bummed because you saw some dragons and now you can't sleep.
Right.
Beat it.
Do you watch it on the main TV, on the big
no.
TV? Or on your pad?
No, and we have a second little rec room area where I was, you know.
Sacked out.
Sitting back with the door shut and trying to get through it.
You know you have to watch it. We're just going to spoil it.
No, and I look, I like it.
Yeah.
The buildup was huge. I knew it wasn't going to, there's no way it could live up to that buildup. That was eight seasons of buildup.
I know. Even the way the army sounds as they come at them is so like scary. Oh, man, we didn't even talk about the crypts.
Oh, yeah.
We kind of, you knew that was coming though, right?
It bummed me out though, because I did think that, like, those people are in cement.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, seriously, they can just dig right through with their all broken.
It was kind of weak, but it also took away their, you know, there they are sitting there safe.
I thought.
While all that crap's going on, it added an element that they had to run for too.
Right.
What was the whole, the look going on between Sansa and
Tyrion.
Well, they were married.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And
too.
So was there like some love?
It almost looked like there was some love there, right?
I had that same thought. I thought, you know, well, there they are. They think it's the end and they're together and he takes her hand and.
He was cool to her and I'm sure she appreciated
that. She says you were
that.
The best of them, right. of all her stupid husbands. Right. Well, she was only married to Ramsay Bolton too, right? He was he was much worse than Tyrion was. Tyrion actually cared about her.
Mm hmm.
I think that maybe that sets them up for like a little future something.
Mm-hmm. No.
Maybe.
No.
She, you know, there they were together.
No.
You never know. You go through things with people, you know, and you feel connected to them.
Bonded.
It was desperate times, though. Come on.
She was just like, I got to die with someone.
No, I think that they have a friendship. Mm-hmm. That's why he didn't try to do her. Remember?
And also, she was 14.
Right. But I'm, like he cares. He's the guy who bones everything.
Yeah.
He's a drunken dude.
Man whore.
He was also in love with the other whore, though.
He was. That's,
true.
He was in love with Shay.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Someone wants to know, would you mention to Sarah, I thought that Arya gave her blade to Sansa when they were on the wall at the beginning of the battle. I've never seen Arya carrying two knives before. So where did she get the second blade?
Didn't that dude make them?
Yeah, he made them, but you know what? She could have picked it up anywhere. When she attacked the Night King, she made sure she had a blade ready to go.
She knew what she was doing.
Of course she did. I like that weapon that she had to make. She's spinning it around. And then she could take it apart and use it in two hands. That was awesome. I was like, oh, that's pretty good planning, girl.
Double-sided spear kind of thing, right?
I really expected... do you guys remember when Samwell Tarly killed the first White Walker like 4 seasons ago?
Yeah, I do. Yep.
He stuck him with the thing and the guy just disintegrated, like poofed outward disintegration. And I thought that was what we were going to see as they were as these White Walkers or whatever they are, the Army of the Dead, I'm not sure what the name of them is, just the ghouls. I thought as they touched,
they would explode.
That they would just disintegrate, and it didn't happen.
Didn't that just happen just with the kings though, with the
Maybe.
Leaders?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I really
there's
don't
those
know.
Few leaders with the guy with the long hair and then the mm-hmm. Night King.
Those are his generals. Are those Craster's kids? Remember, he was getting those baby boys from that dude who was
now.
Banging
yeah.
all.
Who knows?
Whoa, hold on.
Isn't that what he was doing with the babies, giving them to the Night King? To no.
Oh yeah,
I think
way
those
back.
Were all. Yeah, yeah, I think those were all Craster's babies. They became generals in his army because everybody else was really just a zombie. Those people had minds and wills, right?
Way over my head.
Oh, sorry. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.